BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening and welcome to BTV News.
On May 1st, at the Provincial Party Committee Office, Mr. Hồ Quốc Dũng, member of the Party Central Committee, Secretary of the Provincial Party Committee and Chairman of the Provincial People's Council, received a courtesy visit from a delegation of Yongsan District, Seoul, South Korea. During the meeting, Mr. Hồ Quốc Dũng expressed his pleasure in welcoming Ms. Park Hae-young and the delegation to Gwinyeong City, Bình Định Province. He emphasized that the visit reaffirmed the long-standing friendship and close cooperation between Gwinyeong and Yongsan District over the past 29 years. The secretary of the Provincial Party Committee also thanked Yongsan District for its support to Gwinyeong, particularly the establishment of Yongsan's permanent office in the city. He noted that this initiative has significantly strengthened cooperation in education, healthcare, poverty alleviation, and cultural exchange.
On the evening of May the 1st, the opening ceremony of the 2nd Bình Định Culinary and Cultural Festival 2025 took place at Nguyễn Thất Thành Square in Gwinyeong City. Running from the 1st to the 3rd of May, the festival features 55 registered booths. A highlight of this year's event is the vibrant live cooking space, where both local and international chefs and culinary artisans showcase their skills in preparing traditional dishes. Each creation tells a story rich in culture and history, offering visitors a unique sensory experience. The Bình Định Culinary and Cultural Festival 2025 serves as a platform for culinary excellence to converge while also providing a valuable opportunity to promote Bình Định as a friendly, culturally rich and dynamically developing destination.
On the morning of May the 2nd, the Party Committee of the Provincial Border Guard Command held a meeting to commend and present gifts to officers and soldiers who successfully completed their duties in the parade marking the 50th anniversary of the liberation of the South and national reunification. The Border Guard Force participated with two formations, marching and standing, comprising a total of 314 members. Among them were 26 female service members who took part in the military medical and military band formations, with 12 of them from the Provincial Border Guard Unit. At the event, leaders of the Provincial Border Guard Command praised the dedication and efforts of the participating officers and soldiers. They emphasized that taking part in the parade on such a historic national occasion was not only a personal honor and pride for each member, but also a shared responsibility and distinction of the Border Guard Force, demonstrating the readiness to fulfill all assigned duties.
In April, Vietnam's seafood output was estimated at 26,785 tons, bringing the cumulative total since the start of this year to around 89,000 tons, an increase of 3.1% compared to the same period of last year. However, ocean tuna catch over the past 4 months reached just 5,021 tons, marking a slight year-on-year decline of 0.9%. The dip in tuna harvest is primarily attributed to the pilot implementation of a catch culture system for yellowfin and big eye tuna. The culture is being applied to longline, purse seine, and gillnet fishing methods across 10 provinces and cities for the 2024-2025 period. This initiative is part of a broader program to regulate tuna catch volumes in Vietnam's territorial waters from 2020 to 2025, based on a directive issued by the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development, now restructured as the Ministry of Agriculture and Environment. And that's the end of the news today. Thank you for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.